Killer Odell, Coach's Corner, a service of the State Bank of Odell and the Vance Curtis Funeral Homes.
The State Bank of Odell, proud supporters of Diller Odell activities, wishes all teams, clubs, and groups good luck this year. For all your banking needs, including internet and mobile banking, stop in or give them a call, 402-766-3720, or online at statebankofodell.com. That's the State Bank of Odell, member FDIC.
Trust the Vance Curtis Funeral Home in Odell during your family's time of grief. Their unmatched experience will serve you well when you have other matters in mind. Vance Curtis offers more than the expected services and will assist and comfort you and your family in trying times. Vance Curtis Funeral Home, serving Southeast Nebraska in Odell.
Joined now by Dylan Hendricks, head coach of the Diller Odell Griffin boys team. First off, Coach, it's been a while since we've talked to you. You went through the Medecas tournament, ended up with a third place finish up there. Just real quick, how do you feel you played in that setting?
Yeah, that's a big tournament, and I thought we played decent. First round, I didn't think we had our best game, but we were able to escape and in a tournament setting, that's all that matters. And then the next day we played a very solid BDS team, and we fell a little short. We had a really bad first half of offense, but then came back in the second half and had a shot. And just they made a couple more plays than we did. And then Saturday for the third and fourth place game, we were able to pull off a third place victory.
Well, like you said, I think getting that first win in any tournament is always important to kind of stay on that winner's side. Helps the confidence of the boys. And like I said, it's been a while since we talked last, but when I caught you the last time, I think one of the things you had talked about was trying to find consistency. And, you know, here we said over halfway through the season. So how do you feel the boys have developed in that sense?
Oh, we are very, very inconsistent still. And that doesn't just go with our shooting. It goes with our ball handling and things like that. This group will play really good, and then the next time we take kind of a step back. So we haven't really put together two big wins in a row.
Well, and I was looking at your schedule, and part of it is you guys play a lot of basketball, especially, you know, between this period and that holiday season. So I don't want to say how much does fatigue start to factor in, but how much do you want to make sure these boys stay rested in between those games?
It's really tough this month because not only do we have, it seems like, two or three games a week, and then on Saturdays we've had two JV tournaments. Luckily, this week we only have one game on Friday, so we kind of get some time to focus on ourselves and recover. We have a couple injuries. So this week is nice, and then next week we start our conference tournament.
And hitting that stride, you kind of mentioned you hadn't found that consistency yet, but, you know, from a coaching standpoint, as long as you find it at the end of the season, that's probably the most important part. And this game, too, coming up against Superior gives you a chance to get a win heading into that tournament. How important will this game be for your guys' confidence?
Yeah, very big, because we won two out of three games the Mudecas week, and then last week we dropped two games, but Tuesday we played a very good Southern team, and I thought we played one of our best games of the year, and we were up by two with about 13 seconds left, and a kid from their team hit a big shot, and then we had a big injury Friday, and that didn't help us at all. So we are in big need of a win, and hopefully Friday we can get that heading in the conference tournament to build some confidence up.
Well, and I know conference time is always a fun and exciting time of the year, even though it's usually pretty stressful. Dylan, that's all I've got for you here today. Appreciate your time as always. Probably catch you after your tournament. So best of luck with that and best of luck coming up.
Yep, thank you. I appreciate you.
Diller Odell, Coach's Corner, a service of the State Bank of Odell and the Vance Curtis Funeral Homes.